You're listening to IsraelScene.com, and I'm Steve.
And this is Yoram. Steve, I came down this week with an interview with the director of a very unique and unusual cultural institution in Jerusalem called the Zionist Confederation House.
Just directly east of the King David Hotel is a very picturesque building called Zionist Confederation House. And I'm sitting with the director of the Confederation House, Effie Benaya. And I wanted to ask Effie, I actually asked him already, and he's brought out a little bit of information about what this building is, or what this building was. Then we'll talk about what this building is now.
This building is a culture house, but the building is on a big garden. From the history, we have some ideas that the building was from the 10th century age in history, and we are working on the Confederation House, especially ethnic music. We are giving a stage for ensembles that bring all the traditional, and the Confederation House for the last 10 years to put all the concerts that bring the ethnic music to this house.
Maybe you can tell us a little bit about some of the people who've appeared here.
Okay, we have some good musician like Peretz Eliyahu that is a composer, and he came from the Kafkaz, from Asia, and he had some groups that were promoted the Confederation House. We help him to have a disc, album. Also, we have another group that include Israeli and Ethiopians musician with Yitzhak Yadid and Abate Brihon that play on the saxophone.
Steve, I thought we'd listen to a little bit of Yitzhak Yadid and Abate's music. The CD it's from is called Ras Deshen. It's available at cdisrael.com.
We have a lot of artists that started and became more famous, like Yair Dalal.
Let's hear a little of that, Yair Dalal.
Thank you. زمن سلام زمن سلام زمن سلام ان شاء الله زمن سلام زمن سلام زمن
Victoria Hanna, Yasmin Levy also have concert at the Confederation House. So we are all the 10 years brought, I think, thousands of groups to the Confederation Hub.
And what are your plans for the future here? You've had festivals, and I understand you're having another series of festivals.
Yeah, we have a big festival. We are doing it in November, the Oud, International Oud Festival. Because we are doing all the here, we are giving a stage to ethnic music from different countries, different culture, we decided to make homage to the Arabic music and also to the piyut. So we pursued a new festival, Oud Festival, that's the name. But the Oud is symbolic. It means that we want to bring the Arabic music, the Muslimic music, also the piyut music, and also to bring some musician and groups that make connection with the Oud, like jazz and Oud, blues and Oud, rock and Oud. That's the idea.
And that's every November here at the Confederation House?
Every November. It's a big festival for 2 weeks, And it's not just happened here, it's happened also in the Jerusalem Theater, at Beit Shmuel, at the Cinematheque. This year, on 2006, we upgrade the festival also to Nazareth. After we finish in Jerusalem, we go to Nazareth for some days to make there also some concert.
How many different groups performed last November?
It was like 20 groups.
And how many people came to listen?
In Jerusalem, we sell 8,000 tickets.
And what is the next festival? And now you're going to have another one next November, is that true?
Yeah. We have the same, not the same days, but from the 8th till the 26th of November. Next year, we're going to have another festival.
So any of you who really are interested in this kind of music, if you're planning a trip to Israel, you might as well plan it for November of 07. And you'll have a wonderful variety of oud music, oud with jazz, oud with rock music, oud with Israeli music, and oud with oud music. So that's one plan for you. And you have another festival coming soon. Yes, your next festival?
The next festival is a poetry festival, and it's happened on the Galil at Metula. Every Chag HaShavuot, for 2 or 3 days, we're doing a big festival of poetry. We are bringing 40 poets, people from all Israel. We have their music and the poetry, read their songs, and we have also an exhibition of belong to the poetry. It's 3 days, very, very succeed festival at Metula. All people from the Galil and also from the Merkaz Haaretz.
From all of the state. And in Shavuot would make it June or July?
Shavuot, this time it's make it on May.
In May?
Yeah, in May, yeah.
Okay, so for all you who want to come earlier in the spring, you all come in May for the poetry. You can come in November, or you can stay through till November for the oud music. And do you have is there another festival on your calendar?
We are planning on this September, before the Oud Festival, we are trying to get budget for it. We want to make a festival, a Jewish music festival. We have some ideas, but now we are just arranging it, and if we have budget, we will do it on September.
Wonderful. Are there other activities that take place here in the Confederation House other than music?
Yeah, we also make evenings for poetry for at least one a month. And before 2 years, we start work at Ethiopian Theater. We have downstairs a big gallery, and this is the place for the theater. And we have two plays. One is Tarat Tarat. In Amharit is I Will Tell You a Story. That's the name of the play. And the second play is the Mrs. Yulia of Strindberg. It was very interesting play. And for this year, we're going to have another play. We're working on another play. So we also are doing Ethiopian theater.
So the Miss Julia will be performed by an Ethiopian theater?
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other things about the Confederation House you would like to tell us? We can take a minute and rest until you... Oh, okay, let's go.
Yeah, we have a wonderful restaurant, vegetarian restaurant, that people come from all around Israel. They love this restaurant. And beautiful place, beautiful house.
I tell you that looking from Effie's office out the windows to the east, we have the walls of the old city. The building is somewhat isolated, which gives it another charm. And it's an old building from somewhere around the 10th century. And it's strongly recommended. And if you would like to have information, I think the Confederation House has a website. What is the website address? It's at Confederation House. It is www.confederationhouse.org. Confederationhouse.org. And all the information on the performances and the activities here are yours for this viewing. Another question, are there other musicians coming to the Confederation House that we may not know about?
We have this month, for example, a very important concert of Chaya Samir. I don't know if people hear. Chaya Samir is a wonderful singing. She is a Palestinian. She lives in Israel, and she will sing in Arabic, in Hebrew, and also in English. And another wonderful performer is Moshe Chabusha. He's a big paitan that sings piyutim, and he will be here on the 18th of February.
Piyutim are traditional religious poetry, somewhat like the Psalms, only more contemporary, and very individualized according to the composer, singer, author. Well, thank you very much, Effie.
Remind you again, the website is confederationhouse.org. Festivals, the festival in November, the Oud Festival, the Poetry Festival in Shavuot, which is coming real soon. It's a wonderful place. Next time you're in Israel or in Jerusalem, I think it's well worth a visit. And there's a good restaurant, so you can make it a lunch venue or dinner.
For those of us who are in Israel, who are listening, and there are many listeners from Israel, just hobble on over to Jerusalem and get some tickets to the events, because they should be really exciting. So for Yoram and myself, I wish you Shavua Tov, and have a great week.